What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Moore, founder and CEO of Vodacy, where we help people build lifestyle, financial freedom, investing in vacation homes. Our goal is to help you walk into the vacation home short-term rental game with your eyes wide open. Today is going to be a wild ride. We got a lot of things to talk about. We're back with our Whiskey Wednesday. My main man, Jake Sheehy, joining me.
Yes, sir.
What do we have on the agenda today? I'm kind of excited. You just told me as I walked in what our topic is today. I'm kind of excited about this one.
Okay, so this year, this is what we can expect. We're talking about AI, but this year, property managers, they started losing hours, staff, leverage because of AI, right? AI is the new thing. So we're breaking down, what does this actually mean for investors' revenue and control? We're going to do the whole AI playbook for STR investors. We're going to go over what the CEO just said. We're going to talk about pricing structure. What does this mean for PMs? We're going to talk about how you can upsell and all these different things about AI. Yep. So we got two little excerpts here from Brian Chesky, Airbnb CEO. Just going to give the audience a little bit of an idea of where the main platform is thinking, where they're going to go. Here we go. You ready? Yep. We are building an AI native experience where the app does not just search for you, it knows you. It will help guests plan their entire trip, help hosts better run their businesses, and help the company operate more efficiently at scale. The company separately said, and it's testing a new feature that lets users search and ask questions about properties and locations using natural language queries. Yeah. So, all right, they're already implementing this thing.
Yeah, this is way bigger than I think people realize. Mm. And this is really exciting for us and what we've been talking about. So, what Brian Chesky is saying is the algorithm is changing and it's shifting to create and serve up properties based on somebody's bias and what their interests are, and they're curating like these they know you, like it says, we're gonna help curate and serve you properties that we know you're going to like, right? The algorithm has always rewarded, these are for-profit companies, so they reward properties that get booked that they make money with. They reward properties with high scores and high reviews, right? That's their score. They don't want any problem children. Makes right sense. They don't want to deal with customer service issues, everything else. So they've always rewarded those properties. And then, you know, you get the super host status and everything else, and that just shows that you're a good host, right? And they reward that. Well, those things have become commodities. Those are not that, you know, unique anymore, right? And so what they're saying is, hey, listen, we know how we make more money is we know that if somebody can find personalized experiences, if our guests can find in this sea of properties that's available, and they can find these unique experiences that are personalized to them, to their search, right? To what they're interested in.
Right.
And then we know that we're probably going to make more money. They're obviously going to they're going to still care about these properties that get booked. They're also still going to very much care if these hosts are serving up a good experience and their reviews are five stars and everything else. Those things are pretty much must-haves to continue. But what we've talked about for a long time. And so here's the thing, the natural gap that the consumer has started to identify is saying, hey, listen, the top properties are these properties that have curated these great experiences. We're in the experience business. Yep. The consumer has said, we like these properties, right? And so Airbnb likes those properties as well. And so the gap between the middle of the market, this messy middle where everybody goes to kind of struggle and die and claw at each other and race to the bottom on prices and try to figure out why are we different? That middle of the market is just this big commodity base.
Right.
And so when you have a commodity, your only offer to the consumer is the better price, right?
Exactly,
and so What is so exciting about this is we've been talking about curating these amazing experiences, picking a target audience, putting together an experience for that target audience that it feels personalized, unique, different than what everybody else has. Now the algorithm is saying, Brian Chesky's saying, hey, listen, the algorithm is going to reward those types of properties.
Wow.
If it knows I love fly fishing, it's going to find all those properties that are curated for fly fishermen. If it knows I love mountain biking, it's going to get those and find these properties that have this personalized mountain biking experience, and it's going to show it to me based on my bias. Just no different than how social media works, right?
Right.
We look at all of, if I looked at your feed, if you looked at my feed, if we looked at Jacob's feed, if we go to Dave's feed, you're going to see what we're interested in, what we're looking at.
Right.
And that feed is not going to show us all the same stuff, right?
Right.
My feed's going to look different than your feed based on what my interests are and what your interests are and the differences there. That's how they're going to start serving properties. So that That is the reason I'm so excited, first and foremost, is this is how we've been playing the game forever.
Right.
Now we're going to get rewarded for it even more, right? We already get rewarded for it. We already give the consumer, we're just basically going after regular consumer behavior. Well, Brian Chesky realizes, hey, consumers want to be fed properties that they would be interested in. And so they're going to use the algorithm to do so. Man, talk about that gap between the top and the bottom and the middle widening significantly. It's really, I say the top and the bottom, it's really the top and the middle. The middle of the markets have beautiful properties in beautiful areas. Wow. And that's what people don't realize. There's a lot of properties that look like model homes. Model homes are and superhosts are basically a commodity at this stage, right? And so all these things that people have been, how do I become the super host? And that, like, that's necessary. You need to do that, but that doesn't give you a competitive edge anymore. That's just saying, hey, listen, you're this is what it's taken to operate on the platform.
Right.
You know, if you're not delivering a great experience and you're not getting 5-star reviews and you don't know how to hit, you know, handle communication, and everything else, and you're not a good super host, you're not going to get business anyways. We're not even talking about that. We're talking about how do I actually operate at the top of these markets? And now these algorithms are going to reward the things we've been talking about for years, which is going to be so awesome for those people who like us and other people who've listened to us and other people who are doing the same thing that are saying, hey, listen, we have chosen a target audience. We have curated an amazing experience for that audience. And now the algorithm is going to actually reward us and serve our properties to people who they know are already interested in those things. So they don't even have to find us by us standing out like we do, like a sore thumb. Like we try, like consumers already will find you. Now the algorithm is going to help these consumers find us. Man, talk about a huge advantage. And now the key though is you've got to lean into a target audience, an experience, right? And so you have to have, you got to say, hey, listen, I can't be everything to everybody.
Right.
Because if you're everything to everybody, the algorithm is not going to reward that. They're going to say, so is everybody else that has a model home in these great areas. You can become a commodity. We're looking for these people who have said, hey, listen, I want this person. I want this experience that is interested in this experience. And the algorithm is going to say, hey, awesome. We love that. We're going to start serving it out. And so what I think is going to be a massive advantage is there's very few properties that do this.
Right.
And those that do are already getting rewarded. Now you're adding fuel to the fire with the help of the algorithm changing the way it is right now. I mean, we know how it works. If you and I start talking about generators right here and our phone was in the room and then we go at lunch and we look at our phone, we're going to see generator ads.
Right.
Yeah. And so we know that this works already. We know that these algorithms know how to feed our biases, feed our interests, and show us things that we're interested in. Brian Chesky's saying, hey, we're loading this into Airbnb. We're going to do the same thing with properties now.
That's so exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really exciting when you think about the people that we've taught to really lean into this. That's really exciting. And I feel like I'm like getting really happy about it. But I feel like there may be some people that are listening that are really like nervous about it. And they've kind of leaned in that middle. They're a commodity. They're bargaining on price. I would tell you, go listen. We just did an episode. Right now you're listening to episode 353. Episode 347, just a couple down, not too far down. We fully dive into design, target audience, why this is so important, and we'll really give you some highlights into that. That may be something that a lot of people could look into, but I think another main point that people are curious about is their property manager.
Yeah.
They give them a big chunk of money, 20, 30, whatever it is you've worked out, and now they're thinking, man, AI can come in here and can automate some of these things. And so should property managers kind of be worried about this, or are you going to see property managers start to drop their fee because they're, you know, losing staff, they don't need that staff anymore? Or do you think this will be a big change for property managers?
No, I really don't. I mean, most of the communication is, I mean, you can automate a decent amount of your communication. You can have the AI chatbots and it has great customer service. You can load in your SOPs. And so you have good conversations when things come up. But at the end of the day, these experiences still need to be delivered at a high level. And this is very much a personalized type of a business. I mean, I don't see whether you're doing it yourself or whether you have a property manager. Somebody has to still get in there and make sure that everything is, you know, is delivered and ready to be delivered as far as what you're advertising, right? I better make sure, I mean, can an AI chatbot tell me how clean my beds are, mm-hmm. if there's any dust under mm-hmm. things, can right. they turn the, I mean, yeah, they could right. turn the lights on. You could automate the lights and stuff. So right. when somebody checks in, so you can automate a lot of things. You still have to make sure that this stuff is delivered. So yeah, could property managers or you yourself, there are things that you can do to kind of automate processes. We were just at one of our events and we were talking about when somebody unlocks the door code on the lock, that the lights turn on and the TV turns on with a big welcome sign. So yeah. there's a lot of things that you can do and you should be doing mm-hmm. to automate a lot of that experience. But at the same time is, you still are going to have a personal touch in there. Right. Somebody has to be like, there's a lot of times if something is wrong, somebody needs to, you know how much better customer service is when they're talking to somebody versus a chatbot if there's an issue. Mm-hmm. Most of us don't mind automated messages with instructions right. yeah. or with different things and mm-hmm. different information. But if I'm standing outside in the rain, I want to talk to somebody, right? Dude. You know, and the door's not yeah, yeah. getting unlocked. Oh, I want to make sure that there's somebody that is there to,
right.
you know, I want to make sure that before I check in, mm-hmm. somebody did a walkthrough of the property and it does look like yeah. it was supposed to look and it's delivered the same way every single time. Mm-hmm. Does it, I mean, so there's a mix, right? It's right. like, and you have to have somebody that can set up all the automations, set up the TVs and making sure that things, I mean, there's different skill sets maybe as we move forward in a higher, you know, with more technology and more tools and more resources, more AI, but I just don't see it replacing, I don't see yeah. it replacing people altogether. And I don't see it replacing property managers at all. Like we have a property right now. I don't manage any of our own properties. We actually have one that's right by us
yeah.
that we decided we were going to manage. Mm-hmm. My wife does it.
Mm-hmm.
And every day I say, this is why I don't manage properties, because I don't want to be communicating as often. And, right. and it's very personalized yeah. and she does yeah. a great job with it, but mm-hmm. it can be a lot. Yeah, it can be a lot. I mean, mm-hmm. there's every time, you know, sometimes you have people that want to tell you every little thing in the property, you know, not necessarily even complaints like, hey, yeah. listen, this was really nice. Thanks for doing that. Or, hey, yeah. just wanted to let you know that, you know, the water pressure is a little bit down. I don't know why in this one, you know, but, you know, we're having a great time. Right. So you get all these little messages all the time. And yeah. it's good that they know there's a person on the other end of it. Right. Because mm-hmm. they feel like, hey, listen, I've got somebody that I can talk to. Right. I think it's going to be difficult to ever remove people away from them. Your self-check-in, self-check-out little boutique hotels yeah. and stuff where nobody's there versus you go to, you know, some of these, you know, resorts that have, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, from the valet to the concierge to the head, you know, at the check-in counter, it's all people that you're talking to and they all know you and they all personalize the experience. There's something to be said about that when you go to these five-star resorts. That's what they have. It's not automated. There's a lot of people around and there's a lot of things that are very personalized. And so I don't see that you're going to remove that from the game that we're in.
Okay. There's a couple of different roads I want to run down with this. Let's start out with this one. We hear about the Airbnb AI and how it's going to give you properties and you're going to be very personalized and your target audience, and it's for a certain group of people. Right now, if I'm a PM, because I know a lot of our, not I shouldn't, I don't know if a lot, but some of our members are property managers. Yeah. They've done that, right? And so now I'm thinking, is how can you stand out as a property manager if it can't? I mean, I don't know. I don't think it could only be about who has the most like hospitable attitude anymore. I mean, if you can automate so much just because there's a person, does that make you stand out and make you charge the premium price of 30% or whatever it is? I mean, does that make sense?
Well, it does. And I'll answer it the way I think you're asking it.
Okay.
So if I'm a property manager, mm-hmm. everybody has the same tools. Mm-hmm. Everybody has the same pretty much resources. Mm-hmm. We're all in the same area, mm-hmm. essentially. So these property managers are very localized. Mm-hmm. So I've got really two things that can really help me stand out.
Okay.
One, bringing on the right properties in the area. Hey, listen, I'm going to only work with investors that really understand this game, because, you know, if I'm a property manager and I have an entire portfolio mm-hmm. of model homes that are commodities,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's tough. It's tough, yeah. right? You're at the mercy of the market, right? You're right. getting your fair share of business.
Right.
So if I'm a property manager that wants my unfair share of business, it starts with making sure that I'm working with the right investors, mm-hmm. right? as an investor, my responsibility is making sure I'm buying the right properties in the right areas. But more importantly, because most people naturally buy good properties in good areas.
Right.
Like people naturally know mm-hmm. good properties, good proximity to the profit drivers right. for the most part.
Right.
But the next thing I've got to be able to be committed to as an investor mm-hmm. is, am I willing to invest in setting this property up to create these immersive experiences for a specific target audience? And now we're seeing that the algorithms are going to start to judge us that way as mm-hmm. well, not just the consumer. Mm-hmm. We've been saying the consumer, give the consumer a reason to pay you more.
Right.
Give them a reason to book you above and beyond everybody else. Yeah. And that's our way of doing that. Now we're doubling down and the algorithm is going to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so if I don't have an investor that's bought into that and that's willing to do that, I better be a pretty good salesperson mm-hmm. and teaching them and telling them why that would be beneficial to them, because it's a win for them. It's a win for me mm-hmm. to have those types of properties in my portfolio. Secondly, when it comes to all of these tools,
right.
automations, everything else, there still has to be a strategy to employ them. And so the best property managers are going to have the right strategies to use these tools, to use these automations, to use the AI in the delivery of an amazing experience, in the pricing, right? We were just talking on my coaching call this last week that a lot of I'm not picking on Price Labs. Price Labs is a very common price optimization tool. We love it. We suggest it to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And a lot of property managers use a version of it and or owners, mm-hmm. Self-managers use a version of and like a Price Labs, a Wheelhouse, a Beyond Pricing, some sort of price optimization tool, right?
Right. Right.
However, everybody's using them right now. Mm. So the tools are amazing, but they're suggesting basically commodity pricing, commodity discount strategies. They're basically these blanket strategies. Everybody's doing the same strategy. It becomes no advantage to do that strategy.
Right,
right. We were talking yep. specifically about discounts, and we were talking about how to use and where I would have discounts, where I wouldn't, what markets I would use and what markets I wouldn't, how to find that information out. Mm. And then using that strategy in those tools. Mm-hmm. So the best property managers are going to be able to articulate a very clear strategy to those owners of how they're going to maximize that property owner's individual asset,
right?
Right? It's like, hey, listen, we have all this amazing stuff. So does everybody. We have the best cleaners. Well, so does everybody. They better, right? Mm. I mean, you're going to be out of business if you don't.
Yeah.
And so you've got there's certain things that are just baseline expectations at this stage.
Okay.
So now as a property manager, one, I'm going to have a competitive advantage if I am able to work with owners who are committed to really investing in and delivering and putting together an amazing experience. My job is to deliver that experience. I need the owner to invest in this immersive mm-hmm. experience for a target audience, mm-hmm. not just give me a model home, mm-hmm. right? Second, so that stacks the odds in my favor. Second, if I actually have a strategy mm-hmm. of how to use this, articulate that to the owners. Mm-hmm. How are you going to maximize their asset and pricing? How and why? Like, what are we doing revenue management wise? And what strategies are we going to deploy mm-hmm. in pricing, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to our launch phase, our optimized phase, our maximized phase on discounts, if there's shorter term bookings versus longer term bookings, where are we going to apply discounts? Where are we not going to apply discounts? If you don't have a strategy, you're just mm-hmm. one of many. You are a commodity, right?
You are
just, you know, you're going to race to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And so if you're a property manager, it's your job to make sure that you mm-hmm. invest into the knowledge of what is my strategy going to be and why. And mm-hmm. it might be different across different types of properties. Mm-hmm. I might have a completely different revenue management strategy for a 2-bedroom property in my portfolio than a 6-bedroom property in my portfolio. Wow. And so it's really diving into the details and then being able to let those owners know, hey, listen, here's the strategy. Here's what we're going to do. And here's how we're going to maximize the asset. Like, my job is to deliver an amazing experience first and foremost.
Right.
Second, we're going to employ these strategies with all of these different tools that are helping us deliver that experience, but also making sure that we're marketing it correctly, making sure that we're pricing it correctly, all of those things down the line with those tools that are available. Instead of just what happens with a lot of property managers and with a lot of property owners, they sign up for Price Labs, they plug in their property, they put in their baseline price, and then they just let it run, right? Mm. And they're like, oh, it's raising my prices here, it's lowering them here, it's working. Mm. Well, it's doing the exact same thing for every single other person in your market. So everybody's prices are just exactly the same.
Wow, okay. Right?
And so understanding how to step outside of that a little bit, use those tools to deploy your own custom strategy, your own personalized strategy. And most property owners, one, maybe don't do it. Mm-hmm. Two, if they are doing it, some of them don't do a very good job of articulating that to mm-hmm. investors like us who are interested in what those strategies might be.
Okay, let's kind of bleed into now the pricing. I have two like hypothetical questions I want to ask at the end, but let's kind of bleed into that. So you're mentioning that it's kind of like a plug and play. They're not really taking time, I guess, to understand the market. They're just using whatever Price Labs or whatever tells them to do. So then how could I guess the AI help in these areas? In my opinion, I wrote down, we have early check-ins. Someone comes in, the automated AI trying to upsell that, staying an extra day if they really enjoyed, or have suggesting experiences, those concierge services. I would think that's how you could kind of upsell, but is there a different way that you could use this AI to kind of...
Yeah, no, those are good suggestions on, hey, okay, how are we going to use some of the communication tools in the AI
right.
to suggest maybe some, upsells, like you right. said, like upsell yeah. early check-in, upsell late checkout, upsell some concierge services. Those mm-hmm. are easy to use AI okay. for, right? That's because easy. That's like more of a general solicitation type of a message okay. instead of like automate 90% of your messaging with, and those are great things to automate. Mm-hmm. Like, but personalize 10% of them to where they also, your guest also knows there's actually somebody behind here.
Right.
They're
right.
like, we use both. Right. Yeah. And just be honest about using both. Those are really good ways. Like we do that on most of our properties. That's part of our strategy uh-huh. is especially the early check-in, the late checkout or the bookend dates. Hey, would you be interested? Nobody's coming in the day before. I'll give you that night for half off or right. 40% off or whatever it is. We choose a discount mm-hmm. and we'll upsell. Usually, like we try to upsell the bookend nights, both the front end and the back end. 80% of the people that take us up on the upsell take the back end.
Really?
Yeah. And so they'll take the back end of the trip, not the front end of the trip.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think it's because a lot of times they want that whole day. Mm-hmm. Even to check out. Like mm-hmm. they're like, hey, I don't want to get out of here at 10.
Right.
It's a Sunday. We're going to travel. We're going to go home tonight. I'd rather have the property till 6 or 7 and I'll just pay that extra night.
Right.
I do that personally all the time.
Wow, that's interesting.
And so it seems like that last night is what gets booked mostly.
A little golden nugget right
yeah,
there.
Yeah. So that's really so use those bookend nights uh-huh. as upsells. Those are very easy to automate that stuff mm-hmm. through your automated messaging. Right. And so kind of a general solicitation. Hey Jake, we're so excited to have you. Nobody's going to be checking in mm-hmm. on Thursday, your Sunday to check or Monday night. Whatever day you're checking out,
right,
doing that night, and for 40% off, and a lot of people are like, yeah, I'll take it.
Interesting. Okay, how do you step out of the Price Labs where it'll kind of just roller coaster the price were depending on
So the price optimization tools are really useful. They're really helpful because okay. what they're doing is tracking supply and demand, right? And so they're like, hey, this is a high demand weekend. We don't want you to leave a bunch of money on the table. So we're going to suggest jumping that price up. Mm-hmm. What you do is you've got to set rules within it. Your highs, okay. your lows, your baseline, the discount times. The discount's a big one. People leave a lot of money on the table by putting in a blanket discount. If they're within 30 days of the check-in, they start to discount the property. They get within 2 weeks of the check-in, they discount it more. They get within a week, they discount more. And the lead times in.
So you're giving more and more discount.
As it gets closer to the date.
Why would you do that?
Well, the thought is, well, it's not booked, so I'd rather have something rather than nothing. So I'm going to give an incentive for them to book it, right? Getting closer to when I'm going to either have an empty night or I'm going to book this out. So people will start to discount. The issue is lead times have shrunk significantly in most markets across the U.S. Mm-hmm. If you don't look at that and you don't know that, we were just doing this as an example. We had our coaching call. We had 3 or 4 of our members asking about this. We pulled it up. We looked at the data. Mm-hmm. One of these has an average lead time for all of their bookings, 3.8 days, and they had discounts starting at 30 days out. And so the majority of their bookings are coming in within a week. And they're discounting.
Oh, wow.
And they're all coming in anyways. The market for this property at this time of year, mm-hmm. 3.8 days is the average lead time.
So now they're booking at this crazy discount.
Yeah, because they didn't need to.
Right.
The market's going to book it short anyways. So so they were leaving. They're literally leaving a whole bunch of money on the table. So those are the things that – and Price Labs just automatically had that set up for them when they set up their property. And so these last-minute discounts were already baked in, usually starting at that 30-day mark. Mm. And sure enough, we're looking at it. We're like, so somebody else is like, hey, can we look at my market? We looked at it. Sure enough, like 50% of the bookings come in within 2 weeks. Wow. So the market is saying, hey, listen, half the homes that get booked at this in this area, this size home in this area, come in within 2 weeks. So why discount it? Just leave it. Don't do a last minute discount. Yeah. Leave your pricing because most of the bookings are going to come in within 2 weeks anyways. Mm. So it is, it's those little things. Strategy wise, where we use and you set those rules, like I'm going to take price labs in those particular situations, mm-hmm. and I'm going to remove that last minute discount.
Right.
I'm going to say, like, I'm going to have, you know, there's times where your baseline, like when we run numbers in a market, you've got this wide range of average nightly rates, right? Mm-hmm. And so I have to know, does my property run at the top side of the market, the middle of the market, the bottom of the market, mm-hmm. so that I can start to set where that pricing should be relative to what my home and what my proximity is going right. to generate for us and the experience. So it's a lot of times you're right in the middle of the market and you're like, hey, listen, you've got a top property. You've got an amazing experience. You should be bumping those prices up. Your baseline should be a lot higher than what it is suggesting to you. Right. Other times it's the exact opposite. We're like, man, they're suggesting this really high price. We're looking at the data. You should be down here, mm-hmm. right? You need to drop that or you're never going to get booked, right?
Yeah. Wow, that's so interesting. Okay, how could someone find out their lead time?
AirDNA. We use AirDNA.
Okay.
And so if you have AirDNA, mm-hmm. and I think on the pro version, we have the enterprise advanced mm-hmm. version that we use. But if you go into it's in a weird section. It's in the RevPAR section. Mm-hmm. If you scroll down, you'll find out the average lead time that properties get booked. And you'll be able to, you can look at it for the whole year. Wow. You'll start to see the graph that shows you how many property, what percentage get booked 90 days out, what percentage of properties get 60 days out, 30, mm-hmm. 15, 7. And so it'll show you the percentage of properties in any market that is getting booked at a certain period out. Yeah. If you've got more than 30 or 40% of the properties getting booked within 30 days, you've got a third of the market that's still booking within 30 days. I wouldn't have discounts on there, especially if you've got a good property.
Wow, that's really interesting. Have you noticed across the board lead times are shortening?
Yes. Yeah, we started to see lead times really start to shorten. Wow. During COVID, we started to see the market start to shift. But when really things started to shift in that, after that COVID boom, 2020, 2021, mm-hmm. and 2022, rates started to shoot up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Everything started to come back down to normal levels. Supply had caught up to demand, mm-hmm. 22, 23. When that happened, lead times really started to shrink and they continue to shrink. I mean, it's amazing what percentage normally, historically, small properties have short lead times. Like 1-2 bedroom properties are going to have shorter lead times than a big property. Yeah.
Right.
They're
right.
quick getaways. Yeah. A big 6-7 bedroom property, mm-hmm. you know, you're planning it with other people. You're usually planning it further in advance. So they're mm-hmm. going to have longer lead times. But even some of those big properties, you'd be shocked at how many of those lead times have shrunk to within 30 days. The percentage of them that book within 30 days is shocking in a lot of areas.
Wow, that's really interesting.
You'll also have longer lead times during your peak season. So your peak season, people will book it out further in advance, right? Mm-hmm. So all of those things, your strategy changes throughout the year. That's another thing. You're adjusting your strategy based on the time of the year, the type of property you have, what kind of experience you have. All of those different things are going to be part of or inputs on how you would adjust that strategy.
Okay. All right. We got three things that we're getting out of here. Okay. You ready? Let's go over. Let's go with our personal thoughts on pros and cons of the AI. Okay. I want to know, do you think going into this, the way you see the market changing, I mean, you've been in this for 20 years or more, and you're seeing now AI's bleeding into this and mm-hmm. AI and Airbnb saying, this is how we're going to start doing this. Do you think there's a balance more pro to con? Or do you think like it's even? Where's your head at?
I think it's very positive. I think it enhances the customer experience, right? Mm-hmm. We're in the customer experience business. Mm-hmm. It's going to force people to raise the bar.
Yeah.
If the algorithm now is going to punish you for not having a unique experience focused on a target audience, mm-hmm. I'm all for it. Get more people to start to raise the bar and operate toward the top of these markets. It's better for the consumer. It's a better experience for the consumer. It's better deliverables for the consumer. I guess if everybody does it and it becomes a commodity, then we'll have to talk about something else to do to stand out.
Right,
but overall, I think it's way better. I mean, you know, it's just the example of now being able to automate when somebody unlocks the door code, we have the lights turned on the way we want them. We've got the TV screens come on. Welcome, Jake. We're so excited to have you and your family. Here's some things going on in the area. Where you used to have a person go turn on the lights, make sure the TV was on. You didn't know if somebody was going to check in at 4 o'clock or 11 o'clock. So all your lights are on the whole time.
Wow.
So now it literally, when somebody types in a code, boom, everything's set up for them. Lights turn on, everything's ready to go.
Right.
So, I mean, that makes it so much nicer. The deliverable is more consistent, right? You don't have to worry, well, if somebody was sick and they didn't get the lights turned on, well, that guest didn't get the same experience that my guest last week did when everything was turned on for them, right? And so,
yeah, that makes sense.
You know, you don't have sick days with a lot of the technology. People don't, you know, you don't have human error with all that stuff. And so, I think overall, it's great. I mean, it's a new world, right? Yeah. And people have to learn new skill sets, but to, you know, if your job got taken away because of it, and, you know, figure out how to use it to become, you know, for that new job, because there's also a bunch of jobs being created that need to be able to understand AI and use it and implement it and everything else. So I think as far as the consumer is concerned, it's better, it's more efficient. It has a more consistent delivery of everything. As a host and for pricing and suggestions and, you know, the algorithms putting our properties in front of the exact right people who are going to love it.
Yeah.
Like, right. I mean, it's a better experience for the person who's getting that property fed to him. And it's a better opportunity for a host to make sure that, hey, that person, they booked our property. We know they're going to love it. We're going to get 5 stars. They're going to have a great time. Everybody makes more money. It's just
across the board.
I think across the board, it's great.
Yeah.
I mean, is it kind of annoying that when we talk about generators and we go to lunch and our feed is full of generators? Is it kind of annoying that they listen to everything we do? They
it's
know creepy. Everything
it's
we do.
It's creepy, not annoying, dude. It's
weird. but it is what it is. That's the world we live in.
Yeah.
I don't know how you can really lean away from that.
Right.
And I kind of like it. I kind of like that I don't have to go search like things that I wouldn't know about. All of a sudden I talk about and I'm like, okay, sweet. This is what I was thinking
about.
It's right there. I kind of like it, you know?
Yeah.
I would like when I pull up Airbnb and they know I like fly fishing or horseback riding or, you know, that those properties pop up and I'll be like, oh man, I really like that.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's an elevated experience for everybody.
Okay. Here are my two kind of hypothetical questions I thought about earlier. First, do you think, you know, people may be listening to this, do you think within the next year, I'll give it a year, there will be more people deciding to go to self-manage than we've seen in previous years? They think AI can do a lot of this. It's just a little touch.
I don't think so.
Okay.
And here's why. You already had the majority of people who get into this game thinking they're going to self-manage. And so I don't think that all of this stuff makes it any easier. You still have to learn all the stuff, right? You still have to understand the strategy and everything else. So I think you've got some amazing tools that make it easier to deliver, all that stuff. I don't think that I don't think your workload is a whole lot different. And I also don't think that you're going to have less people wanting to or more people wanting to, because I would say 80% of the people who get into short-term rentals plan on managing themselves. And I think that a lot more than that change their mind after they get into it.
There's
a significant portion of people that get into it. You know, our group is a little different because I'm a big proponent of not self-managing, because I don't want a second job. I don't want a side hustle. Most of our investors, that's not what they want. But, you know, online, and it's been talked about how easy it is to self-manage and why would you give that money up and blah, blah, blah. You know, well.
Then you start doing it and you realize, I don't want to talk about the water pressure and the sweater.
Or just run the math.
Yeah.
How much do you make doing your regular job? If you are making more than what you're paying a property manager, I wouldn't property manage. I mean, simple as that. If property managing makes me more than I could, then I would actually, you know, make spending my time doing something else. I'm being serious. There's some people that are like, you should probably property manage. You're not making that much in your regular job. Use your time to make a little bit of extra money.
Yeah.
Right?
That makes sense.
But if I'm making a lot more than what my property manager is making for that same amount of time spent,
come on.
Makes no sense to do it.
Okay. Second thing. Now, this is now think deep here, okay?
Okay.
Here's a question. How long until there will no longer be a quote unquote personal touch? that you, I don't 20 think, years. Come no, on, come on, come on. No, 20 years.
I don't think we'll ever get there.
No way. You're lying, dude. No,
I don't. 30 I years. I truly don't think it'll ever be.
Robots. There. Robots will do it all for
hey,
you.
Hey, I'm going to be the first guy with a robot, just so you know. I'm going to have a robot doing me a bunch of stuff.
Don't do it.
I'm going to have one running around the office here.
No, all right. That's it. That's it. All right. So you think there'll always be an aspect of personal touch?
I just think that, yes. Okay. We are human beings. We like the personal touch. When you, when you're talking about anything experiential, it's with people. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like I just don't see that ever going away.
Okay.
I think there's always going to be a personal touch.
Okay. Yeah. That's it. That's all we have.
Now,
man.
You will, I will say, I think that there's going to be a time where we're already seeing it, mm-hmm. where there's zero personal touch. How many people, like, go listen to some of the, you know, the people who are teaching about boutique hotels and some of these micro resorts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's no, they don't have the money to staff them. You know, because they're not big enough. A lot of them are 7, 10, 12 units. And so they're very unpersonal, you know, on, mm-hmm. for a reason. So there is a market for that. I'm not saying there's not. I'm saying there's always going to be a market to have very unique personalized experiences that have a personal touch. And I think that human beings are willing to pay more for that.
Mm. All right, man. That's it. That's we go. We that was a hot take. I like it. We did everything AI right there. That's it. That's it. That's all we have.
Okay. Awesome, guys. Well, we will wrap up. We always appreciate you spending your time with us. It's very valuable. We know it is, and we appreciate it that you spend the time with us. We hope you get value out of these conversations, that walking in this game with your eyes wide open, at least hear an hour take on things that are happening in this world that we've been a part of for so long. If you know somebody else who would like to be a part of these conversations, share the show. Those things are really very helpful for us. If you like it or review it on whatever platform you're watching or listening on, those algorithms with their AI will find other people just like you and show it to them. So those things are also very helpful. So we'd appreciate it. And the final most important thing I ask you at the end of every episode, pick that one thing you can do today. Start building that life you don't want to take a vacation from. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers. Cheers,
babe. Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Vacation Rental Revolution podcast. Share this with other people you think need to hear about it. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Hey Grace, is there a website? Yes! For more amazing content and expert advice, visit Vodacy.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.